At least 14 people are killed as multiple bomb attacks sweep through a city in eastern Iraq. Nearly 40 others have been wounded after three car bombs hit a marketplace in Diyala province. According to the United Nations, more than 1,000 people lost their lives in violence across Iraq last month. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants claim several American troops have been killed in their pre-dawn attack on the U.S.-led military base in Kabul's international airport. Meanwhile, Afghan officials say all seven militants behind the attack have died in clashes with security forces. A separate bomb attack killed several people in Zabul's provincial capital, Khabat. Pakistani militants once again attack trucks carrying supplies to U.S.-led troops in neighboring Afghanistan. At least six people are dead. The incident took place in the northwestern tribal region of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa near the Afghan border. The gunmen set fire to the containers and fled the scene. In Turkey, at least two anti-government protesters have been wounded as police clash with and use tear gas and water cannons against demonstrators. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has denounced his opponents as looters, warning that his patience has a limit. Erdogan has faced international condemnation for his handling of the crisis. Syrians celebrate the liberation of the strategic city of Qusair by the army and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. Residents of Qusair have marched through the streets of the city, chanting nationalistic slogans. Syrian troops cleared the city of insurgents on Saturday. Supporters of gender equality take to the streets of Paris in protest at discrimination against women. Demonstrators say women have been disproportionately targeted by the government's austerity measures. They say lower wages and fewer public sector jobs are all austerity measures which affect female workers. A thaw in ties between South and North Korea. Pyongyang and Seoul are planning to hold high-level talks later this week in a bid to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The two sides agreed on the ministerial meetings during a working session at a border village yesterday. Iran condemns Canada's recent claims regarding its upcoming presidential election. Ottawa said earlier that the Islamic Republic had taken no steps to arrange for setting up polling stations in Canada. Tehran says Ottawa is to blame for the suspension of bilateral ties and consular services, depriving Iranian citizens of their rights.